Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Adrian. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Roundup lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Oh, yes, sir, please.
Thank you. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I didn't. I just seen it on the web and
Okay.
did it. Yeah.
No worries. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yeah, no, I haven't done any of that.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
No, I was it was me.
Okay, so were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And may I get the name of who I'm speaking with? Sorry, I never asked.
Oh, this is Siobhan Brad.
Shervon Brett. And can you go ahead and spell that out for me, please?
SHA, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, and my last name is B as in boy, R A as in apple, G as in George, G as in George.
So Siobhan Bag.
Brag, like you brag a lot.
Oh, okay, Brag. Yes, Brag. BRAGG. Is it double G's? Okay. So I have Siobhan. So it's SHAVONN BRAGG. Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation, Miss Bragg. And you said you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? It's okay if you don't remember the subtype.
Subtype. I do.
Do you remember if it
It's
was leukemia?
Hopkins. It's the Hopkins Luke. I can't even pronounce it.
No worries. If you don't remember, I could just put that you didn't remember right now. That's no problem.
And I don't even, I rarely even answer the phone.
Yes, no worries. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I just had this one.
Okay, and who's filing this claim? You're for yourself, correct?
Yes, me.
And what year were you diagnosed?
Was diagnosed in about March, about March 22.
March
No,
22nd.
April. Oh, April. I'm sorry, April. I was diagnosed April 2022.
Okay. So you were diagnosed of April of 2022. And so do you remember the day of April it was or no? Okay.
That's
Would you
about
like
the.
me to go ahead and put April 10th of 2022?
No, you could put the 12th, I believe it was the 12th.
Okay. I want to go ahead and put April 12th of 2022. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
Yeah, no, it's at home. Yeah, most it's
Okay.
at home.
And do you remember the home address where you used it?
Yeah, 42, my home address, 4229 Carpenter Road, Stockton, California, 95215.
California. What's the zip code?
95215.
And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So I have 4229 Carpenter Road, Stockton, California, 95215.
Yes, correct.
Stockton. And that's 4229. Is it E. Carpenter or just Carpenter?
East Carpenter Road. You're right.
Yes.
Correct.
East Carpenter Road, Stockton, California, 95215. Perfect. Thank you for that address. And did any colleagues, neighbors, friends, family members, anybody else that you know or in your home spray Roundup at all?
No, just me.
No? Okay.
Unfortunately.
And what was the age of the time of your diagnosis?
I'm 45 now, but about 43, 42, yeah, 43 years old.
And do you have a birth certificate?
Oh yeah, I do.
And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I say about 14 years.
14. Oh, wow. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh yeah.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, this is my cell phone.
Smartphone? Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And I'm gonna go ahead and read off some illnesses, and you let me know if you have any of these that I'm about to read off the list. So I have HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, family history of cancer, Epstein-Barr, lupus, hepatitis B, or organ transplant.
No.
No, okay, thank you for that confirmation. And then your main injury, you said it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes, sir. Yes,
And
sir. Large B cell. Yes.
can I get your first name and last name, please?
Siobhan Bragg.
Oh, that's right. I already wrote it down. So sorry about that. I totally forgot I
No,
wrote
it's okay.
that down. I have Siobhan, Shavonn, and Bragg, Braggg. And you said, I think I heard you just a second ago say large B cell lymphoma. Is that the subtype? Did you remember the name?
Yeah, I remembered it now.
Oh, okay. So if it was diffuse large cell, or sorry, diffuse large B cell lymphoma, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, so do you have a suffix? A junior, senior, the second, third?
No.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender?
Yes, sorry, it's just a question in the intake form.
I'm a woman. I'm a female.
Okay, and are you married?
No.
And what?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
No worries. And what is your marital status?
I'm just single.
Single. And what is your date of birth?
September 15th, 1979.
I have 9/15/1979.
Right.
And then your social security number, please.
It is 549 636576.
I have 5/4/9/6/3/6/5/7/6.
Correct.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries, or and your cancer, sorry?
I just start, feeling I just was feeling, you know, just headaches and just like I felt like I was dying, fevers, just sweating, and just.
Yeah, you were feeling sick.
I'm a big girl, yeah, and I lost a lot of weight. I'm losing weight, you know. I'm thinking like, do I got AIDS? I'm being just real, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on? Because I don't do this, like, you know. So
Yeah.
then I went. Yeah, then I went to a couple specialists and then ended up at the, I believe it was Cedars. And, that's when I found out
I
that I was
see.
going
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put feeling sick. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? What was that date? Approximately.
About March 22.
So March, I'll go ahead and put
2020.
March 1st of 2022. And what's your height and weight?
I'm 5'7", and right now I weigh like 197, almost
Okay.
200 pounds. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put 5'7", 197. And what's a good primary contact email for you?
It's Shavonne, Shavonnbraggs at gmail.com.
So I have Siobhan Braggs. The only difference is that you put an S at the last of your last name. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Siobhan Braggs at gmail.com. Does that sound correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that confirmation. And a good primary phone number would be 775-503-6676.
Yes, sir.
And that is your mobile phone number. And what is the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you at? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening is good for me because yeah, I
Okay.
sleep in the day a lot in the daytime, so I kind of be up a little bit in the evening.
Okay, no worries. And how many times per month/year would you say you use Roundup for?
Oh, Lord.
Like, how many times a month would you say you used it for? And I could do your calculations.
How many times a month?
Yes. Like, how many times a month did you spray?
Well, like 10 or, I mean, I'll just be in the yard, you know.
Yeah, was it like once a week, twice a week?
Maybe 3 times a week. In a week, every
Okay,
week.
so 3 times a week. So 3 times out of the month. Okay. So 3 times. So that's 36 times a year. And how many years did you say you did it for? You said 14, is that correct? So let me go ahead and do that math real quick. That's 36 times 14. So 504 times. Would you say you sprayed Roundup for 504 times? Okay. And 504. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? This is a yes or no question.
Yes.
And when did you start spraying Roundup? What was the date? Approximately.
About I don't know, about January, February, March, April.
Of what year did you approximately start spraying Roundup? When you started spraying?
What, about 2010 or something?
2010. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put April 1st of 2010. And approximately when did you stop spraying it?
Spraying it at 22. March of 22.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put when you first started spraying Roundup was April 1st, 2010, and approximately when you stopped was March 1st, 2022. Does that sound about right? Does that sound correct?
Let me make sure. 10. Oh, Lord. 9 or 10, somewhere around there. Yeah. You still there?
Yes. So approximately when did you stop? You said March.
Like ten, like, yeah, it's about 14 years. Yeah, I've been using it for a while, like, you know, because we go get it from Home Depot. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I
when.
It's been a few years. I know that much.
It's been enough
years where it's here. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that I'm not old. You know what I mean? I should still be spunky right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm weak. So, yeah.
I see. I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Bragg.
It's a lot. You know.
It's a life changer.
It's a real life changer.
I understand. And so when you started spraying Roundup, we put April 1st of 2010, and then approximately when you stopped was March 1st of 2022, correct?
Yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And why did you stop using Roundup? I believe you said you were feeling sick, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was just like cold sweats, headaches. It just wasn't right. And I used all kinds of different products, but it just wasn't right. Got tested, and that was the outcome. And then
I
happened to see it on TV, and the, you know what I'm saying? And then boom, you would never think, but it's a trip how shit is like, you would never think you would be the one of the people that have, you know, I don't know. It's just, maybe I just was the lucky one. I don't know, but it's a trip. But
yeah, you get a feeling, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. God is good. And, you know, this too shall pass. And I don't know.
Yeah, no, totally. I understand. And I'm grateful, you know, I'm happy you're still with us here, Miss Bragg. You know, going back to the intake here, and when was it applied? Was it seasonally, yearly, monthly, or unknown?
Unknown. I'm just out there doing, you know, how you just be out there, you know, pulling wheat, you know, so I just got hobbies that I'm doing. I wish I would have never even used that shit. Giannis.
Yeah. Okay. So unknown.
Yeah.
Okay. And how was it applied? Hand sprayer, backpack, tractor?
A sprayer, you know, spray the sprayer, and I never even wore
Yeah.
a mask. I don't even ever think to do that. You know, and the wind's blowing you back all on you, and who would have think that? You know, they would.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people didn't use masks or gloves or anything like that, glasses, nothing.
None of that.
Yeah. So you didn't
But I
so
use the spray.
oh, okay, the hand sprayer. So these are gonna be just yes or no questions here. I know they're repetitive, sorry, I just have to ask. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't.
And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial?
Residential, and I have a big, we have land, so you know, yeah.
How much of a land? Like an acre? How big of
Really
land?
big. Like, yeah, acres. We got a lot of land.
How many acres
And
would you say? Like approximately how many acres?
maybe two.
2 acres. Okay, wow. 2 acres. And in what state did you use the product in?
In California.
California. Okay. And what was your exposure? Was it residential, agricultural, occupational, slash commercial?
No residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Directly exposed through, spraying, farming, planting?
Directly exposed through spraying and planting and you know, all that wind blowing it in my face, and
Yeah.
I'm probably was eating it at the same time. Who knew?
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup? Yes or no?
Yes.
How often were you present during the application of Roundup?
I was the one.
Every
I was
time?
the main person. Yes.
I see. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? You said I,
500.
yeah, we did the math, right? Sorry, yeah, just these questions are very repetitive. 504, does that sound about right? Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you live near a water well? Yes or no?
Yes. I have a well in my backyard.
If yes, has it been tested and do you have the results?
No, I don't.
It, unknown?
Yeah, no.
And do you get your water from a well? Or do you get it from the city?
I'm not sure. I think we did we I think we used to get it from the well, but as the years passed by, I believe we get it from the city because that well water is kind of thick. Something
I see.
kind of,
So you get it from the city?
yeah.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, not that I know of.
And have you been exposed to benzene?
No, not that I know of.
And have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
Not that I know of.
What type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or premix?
I believe it was the mix. I believe it was mixed with water. I don't know what
Premix.
they mixed it. Yeah.
Okay. And
Or we mixed. Sure. I think it was concentrated.
concentrate. Okay, I'll go ahead and put concentrate. And again, I do need just yes or firm yes or no answers to these questions. You said no to have you been exposed to Agent Orange, benzene, herbicides. Is that correct?
Yes, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange, just other chemicals. I'm sure if you were probably exposed to it, you would probably know by now, right? I mean, I would
Yeah.
think. And when and where was a Roundup purchased? Was it like a Lowe's, Home Depot?
I was at Home Depot over,
Home
yeah, the
Depot.
Home Depot area off of Feather River Drive, I believe.
And It says describe what purchase information you may have or can obtain. Do you have any proof of purchase, like pictures, credit card receipts? Do you still have the bottles at home? Do you have any proof of
Oh no,
purchase?
no, I wouldn't keep those bottles.
Okay, no worries.
I'm pretty sure I can pull up some receipts or find some around the house or something like that. Oh,
Okay,
oh.
I'm gonna go ahead and put maybe be able to pull out receipts
Yeah.
or maybe be able to get receipts.
Yeah.
Do you have these are yes or no questions. Do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases? Sorry, it's a
I'm gonna
yes or no.
say,
I know you have a maybe.
I'm gonna say no right now, but I'm pretty sure I can
Okay.
pull some up. Yeah,
No worries.
no.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
Smoke Roundup?
Have you ever smoked? No, sorry. Have you ever smoked
Oh.
at all? Like smoked
No.
anything?
No, I'm
So
just
sorry
kidding.
about that. Yeah, it just says, have you ever smoked? You said no, correct?
Yes, no.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
As no.
No. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions or your condition?
Yes.
You did. And if yes, it says provide the dates you were unable to work. You remember the dates? The years between?
Yeah, just I don't know. I have to look.
Okay,
I
no
don't
worries.
know right.
So would you
Yeah,
like me
but
to
I
go ahead
gotta.
and put no for now?
Yeah, you can put no if I mean, yeah.
Okay. Just 'cause if we do click yes, it says provide the dates you're unable to work and we would have to.
Yeah, I'm ready to think about that right now.
Okay. No worries. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Not yet.
No. So that's a no, correct?
No. Yeah.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then this is your information of your diagnosing physician name. Do you know the diagnosing physician name?
Her name was Milani Sean or something like that. SHAUM Shum.
SHAUM, Shum.
Yeah.
And Milani, would it be spelled MELANIE?
I think it's just I.
Okay, so MELANI, Milani Shum. And
Yeah.
do you remember the address?
Well, it's Cedars Medical Center, so
What is it called?
Cedars Medical Center.
Medical
I bet.
Center. And where's what
Yeah.
state?
It was Hollywood, California.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
Does this I'm gonna read off the address and let me know if this if it sounds correct. It's right next it looks like it's next to Beverly Center, Beverly Grove. It's called Cedars Sinai Medical Center. The address
Yes.
is 8635 West 3rd Street, 1150 West Los Angeles, California, 90048. Does that sound about right?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I know it's Cedars Medical Center. I don't remember the address and all that
Okay.
to it, but
So, Cedars Sinai Medical Center, correct?
yes.
Okay. So yeah, that's the address it's telling me. So, do you want me to go ahead and put that address there?
Yes, if that's
Okay.
the address.
And then do you remember the physician phone, the diagnosing physician phone number?
I don't remember all that. I would have out my papers.
No worries. Would you want me to go ahead and put down this phone number here that I have on, that I found on Google here for the medical center? So they can go ahead and call that number there. And if they need to contact, you know, your physician, they can go ahead and call that number there.
Okay.
And then, so yes, correct?
Yes.
And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Like employment, it could be, you know, how has it been?
You know, I used to be a bad bitch. You hear me? I know. That's just a good laugh for me.
No, it was funny. Yes, I mean, we're kind of close too. I'm in Orange County. You know, you're in LA. I'm in Orange County. I'm like about an hour away. So that's funny. No,
but yeah, it affected my life, like, because you know I do hair. I did hair. I had a hair salon, and yeah, it affected it a lot. Like for reals, like I just don't even. To come out no more. It's just I don't believe it.
Yeah, no, I understand. So what would you like me to put, like,
tell him I was a bad bitch.
want me to put like
it just really affected me. It affected me inside and out, my whole self-esteem, my I can't even do is that, you know, I don't even think right now. I'm still in awe.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and put really affected your life inside and out. And then do you have any medical records that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type? It's a yes or no question.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do, yeah.
And what is the name of the... Oh, okay, you already told me the name. So this is where you were treated. This is the hospital name. It was Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead. And then the doctor's name you said was... Milani Sham, right?
Yeah.
And the date treated at the hospital?
The date treated was, I think it was the 25th of April.
Okay.
Yes, 25th, 22.
So April 25th of 2022?
Yeah.
Okay, so at 4:25, 22, and then is the healthcare, what's your healthcare facility? Is it the same as the hospital? Is that?
Yes.
It is? Okay. Yeah, because it is for a lot of people as well. Just some people have like a different facility for their healthcare, and I just always want to ask. And is it, so the date treated at the healthcare, it would be the same as the hospital? Is that correct?
Yeah, correct, yes.
And then oncology practice name. What oncology practice? Sorry, what oncology practice is treating your cancer? So, like, where were you diagnosed? Was it at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I even did the outpatient.
And what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? I'm going to go ahead and read off a couple here. Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, no treatment, or other?
I did chemotherapy like 6 cycles for 6 months, and they even did like a bone marrow transplant or something like that.
Okay, so you had surgery?
They had to take like tissues from, they did a lot. I
Oh,
didn't realize
wow.
that.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
okay, I'll go ahead and put surgery and chemotherapy. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
And what is your full address?
4229 East Carpenter Road, Stockton, California, 95215.
Oh, it's the same address where you sprayed the Roundup?
Yeah.
4229 East Carpenter Road. And it was where again? Sorry, 4229 East Carpenter Road.
That's Stockton, California, 95
That's right.
215. Excuse me.
So, 4229 Carpenter Road, Stockton, San Joaquin County, California, 95215. Does that sound correct?
Yes, that's correct.
No apartment number? No, is that the number of your house? 4229? Okay, and we're almost done here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, who would you like to go ahead and put for your con emergency contact?
You could put Marvin Rowe.
And is this someone that you live with?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Okay. And you said you live with him?
No, he comes, he, you know how
Okay.
they do, they come in.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't live with them, and you said his name was Marvin.
Rowe, ROE.
And Marvin is MARVIN.
Correct.
Row ROE. What's his phone number?
209,
Mm-hmm.
1510. Here, I gotta look. Let me see. It is, oh yeah, 209-689-1510.
So I have 209.
689-1510.
1510. I have 209-689-1510.
Yes.
And you said this is your brother? Perfect. So I'm gonna go ahead and just double check, just confirm I have everything here on the agreement correctly. I'm gonna go ahead and send it to you in just a second here. I'm gonna send it to you via SMS text message and email, and then I'll go ahead and help you step by step on how to, do the DocuSign, and then after that you should be receiving a call from one of the attorneys that you'll be assigned to within the next 48 hours. And then I'll be sure to be giving you their direct line as well after we complete all this here.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Of course. And then, oh, I almost just forgot one more question. Do we have permission to contact Mr. Rowe if you
For
are not
what?
res if you're not responsive, like if we can't get in contact with you for your emergency contact?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, but we usually don't ever call emergency contact unless you're unresponsive.
Okay.
And then so let me go ahead and just double check that I have everything correct. I'm gonna go ahead and confirm it with you too, just so we don't have to redo anything or anything, and just have everything be going as smoothly as possible. Okay, so let me go ahead and double check. So I have Siobhan Bragg, SHAVONNBRAGG.
Correct.
And then I have street address 4229 Carpenter Road, Stockton, California, 95215. Phone number
Yes.
775-503-6676. Email address siobhanbrags@gmail.com. Date of birth is 9/15/79. Last four of your social is 6576. And phone number is 775-503-6676.
Correct.
Perfect. So I want to go ahead and just send that over to you via SMS, text, and email. So let me know when you have that opened up in either of those two ways.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I got it. Review doc.
Okay, so go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You're going to go ahead and receive a text message with a link in it or an email with a link in it. Please go ahead and click on that link and you'll be redirected to a new DocuSign webpage. Once that DocuSign webpage opens, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue.
Okay, so now, let me see. Oh, I'm cold. It's cold. Let me see. Okay, it says, let me see, DocuSign, SMS. Do you agree? Yes. Okay. Okay, it's loading. It's just loading slow. It says DocuSign.
No worries.
Okay.
So have you has that web page opened up for you?
It's just slow, right?
Okay, no
Just
worries.
waiting for the line to go across. Okay, wait. Okay. It says, and we'll continue. Okay, please review and act on these documents. Okay.
Yes, so go ahead and click the link.
Okay. And it says start. Start. Select start to begin.
So yeah, there'll be a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to your first signature field. That small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. Just make sure your signature and your initials are in the margins inside the box. So once you click adopt and sign, now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials, then tap all the initial fields to put your initials on all the required sections.
Okay. Please, they can't. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, wait. See, because they're trying to. Somebody's trying to call me, and if I
Oh,
don't know how to
yes. And we're almost done here. As soon as
answer,
you.
I'll answer.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ignore that.
as soon as you.
So, there we go. Okay, let me go back to what. Oh, I was at an email. Okay, let me see. Oh, do I gotta do it all over again? Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Yeah, so go ahead and click all the yellow boxes to put your signatures. Then you're going to draw your initials. So then, hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature in all the boxes. Once you're done clicking all the boxes, It's going to ask for your initials. Click all the boxes that require your initials. And then once you put in all the signatures and initials, you can go back to the
Yes.
top right of your screen. And does the yellow box on the top right of your screen, does that say next or finish?
I'm finished. It says start
Oh.
sending and sign document.
Oh, it says finished? Perfect. Yes,
Good.
Siobhan Bragg. Yes, it does say completed. Perfect. So thank you so much for that, Miss Bragg. So that intake form has been sent over to the law firm. So you should be receiving a call within the next 48 hours from an attorney. Let me go ahead and give you their direct line just in case if they do not call you for whatever reason, you can go ahead and give them a call.
Okay, I'm ready.
So their direct line is Pawlowski. That's the law firm you're assigned to, Pawlowski. And their firm number, their firm phone number is 909-906-9060.
909 906 3862. Okay, you said Pulowski. Okay,
Pawlowski,
firm.
correct. And that's 909-906-3862. And
Yes.
again, you should be receiving a call within 2 days. If they do not call you in 2 days, go ahead and call that number there, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Miss Bragg. Well, that's everything that we have here. Thank you so much for your time. Do you have any questions or concerns for me, Miss Bragg, before I let you go?
No, you did good. I appreciate you.
Of course. Well, I appreciate you and your time, and I really do hope you enjoy the rest of your night, okay?
Okay, you as well. Good
Thank you
night.
so much, Ms. Bragg. Have a good night. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.